Forget not that you came this far together, you and your brother. And it was surely not the ego that led you here. No obstacle to peace can be surmounted through its help. Why? It does not open up its secrets and bid you look on them and go beyond them. It would not have you see its weakness and learn that it has no power to keep you from the truth. Look, the guide who brought you here remains with you, and when you raise your eyes, you will be ready to look on terror with no fear at all. But first, lift up your eyes and look on one another in innocence, born of complete forgiveness of each other's illusions, and through the eyes of faith that sees them not. Listen, no one can look upon the fear of God unterrified unless he has accepted the atonement and learned that illusions are not real. No one can stand before this obstacle alone, for he could not have reached this far unless his brother walked beside him. And no one would dare to look on it without complete forgiveness of his brother in his heart. Look, stand you here a while. Tremble not. You will be ready. Let us join together in a holy instant here in this place, where the purpose given in a holy instant has led you. And let us join in faith that he who brought us here together will offer you the innocence you need, and that you will accept it for my love and for what we are together in this whole idea. And we're together again. And we're together again in the idea of the miracle of this Course in Miracles. We're together in the idea of imparting to you the idea of lifting a veil of energy that has here before protected you in the illusion of correspondence of light within the particulars of your own mind that did not at that moment allow you to see continuing evidence of your capacity. And we're using forgiveness, the idea of the protection of yourself in your idea of yourself, is very easily released in the decision in our Course in Miracles to momentarily lay down all of the protective devices that we had used to find correspondence with each other. The application of my mind to my original Savior, Jesus of Nazareth, in your New Testament, in the idea of his appearance to find correspondence with you. In fact, any revelation of your own mind that would offer you the solution. My recommendation of the inevitability of the Course immediately becomes the necessity for the teaching of it, since you have acknowledged the possibility within your own mind of a whole you that could be present with you. And it allows you to see at this moment that you had constructed in your own mind the idea of the termination of your body formulation. Look at me. Now you're watching and telling this story with me about yourself. And I appear to be a fabric of recognition. I'm termed the master teacher. Within a thousand-year cycle of time, you began to remember, I'll use me, I'll teach for a minute, began to remember a continuing solution that I offered you within this matrix of energy of light every time I spotted you. Now, the idea of your availability within your own concepts for the continuing alternative that I am offering you could not be an indication that in your own concept of yourself, you have not been able to find a solution to the organization of your own mind. So you continued to believe, and I'm going to use self-annihilation, you continued to believe that you could organize yourself in innumerable evidences of yourself without recognizing that I am present with you in this condition. Go ahead, use me. What have you got to lose? My formulation of body that you saw 1,000 years ago has absolutely nothing to do with how I'm formulating myself. Why do I look the way I look now? Because I'm in your memory. You could have seen me in any formulation of yourself for the last 3,000 years. Who cares? Somewhere walking around in the crowd of reflection of yourself. Can you see that? You let me teach you on that? See? If I'm going to get to the idea of incorruptible body, I'm going to have to share with you the idea that the obstacle that you're expressing in the reflection of yourself is nothing but an image of yourself that you have now constructed in a memory of an idea about yourself and thereby verify corrupt, old, stinking, rotten bodies together. Now, it's impossible that I can get old and sick and die. You can let me teach. This is from Jesus. He's really laughing with me. Because from the time of his resurrection, throughout this previous 2,000 years, you call it New Testament, he is always appearing, asking you to look at how forgiveness is in regard to him. And your refusal to accept it, listen to me, did not mean that it was not evident to you. It could mean a couple of factors. One, that you had absolutely no intention of looking at it. Why? You had already resolved in your ego definition of yourself the impactness of death. Obviously, because you've already acknowledged to me you're going to die. And your refusal to let the light penetrate you in a new observation. These are very advanced teachers. Look at me. They're out in this continuum of time. And they're making appearances. Come on. At the beginning of the reorganization of the idea of the refactoring of light, we used to have light associations come here. I remember in my own revelation, I would say, it's good to see you. And you'd say to me, is anyone ready? And I'd say, it doesn't look like it. And you immediately would begin to express in your own mind ideas about solution because you were always looking for that one. Why were you always looking for that one? Because that one is the only one that you could have been looking for. Your salvation, the certainty of who you are in that bright reflection of yourself, is nothing whatsoever but a determination of the responsibility within your own individual mind for everything going on in all of the universe, originating eternally and forever in the idea that life itself is eternal and that its origination in space-time could only have been included in with the original origination of your dependence on that reassociation in your mind rather than the false reflection of light that let you think you were trapped in the procedure of this body formulation. It's a miracle. And you're going to be whole. And you're going to be perfect. And my delight in teaching the aspects of your incorruptible body in relationship with the whole idea of obstacles that were present in your conceptual mind in our Course in Miracles are about to leave you. Thank you. Look, there. That was an obstacle no longer. What? The obstacle was in your mind. You began to get a better reflection within your own correspondent of what you wanted to be in this formulation. Look with me. You trust me for a minute? Human being dying. It's not difficult, but it's different. Can you see? Because each time contained within your own mind is the idea of an obstacle that you have constructed with every intent in all of the universe to hold on to. Because if you lose it, you'll be in eternal love and happiness. Yes, it is different. And that's the importance and inevitability of self-recognition. Because the self that you are, my dear brother, is the self of this universe. And your escape now from the bondage of this containment of space-time will be expressed henceforth as the joy of the release of what you thought was your body formulation. Okay? The third obstacle, remember, the idea of death. Let's read just a little more there. I'm looking at you that are hell-bent on defining to me your capacity to die. What will the result of your dying be? Say to me, I'll be dead. Who will be dead? You're not dead. You seem to lay bodies down into the grave and they seem to get old and stinking and rotten. Huh? Oh, you have a memory of rising up out of your dead body momentarily and looking down at your relationship of being here in space-time? That could be very valuable to you. But why are you identifying the dead bodies as separate from you? Can you hear this? Why don't you simply come back into this frame of reference, include the idea of organization of space-time within your idea of variances going on in the Heisenberg uncertainty principle that would allow you at any moment in all of space-time to simply reconstruct yourself. What do you think I'm doing? Remember when the old man used to be here and teach how he could transform his body and energy? That's what I'm doing. My time here is very short. What I wanted to show you in this idea that there is no death was your incorruptible body in the certainty that out of chapter 19 of the Course in Miracles is the determination that you were the obstacle. Listen. The incorruptible body. From the ego comes sin and death and guilt in opposition to life and innocence and to the will of God Himself. Where can such opposition lie but in the sick minds of the insane, dedicated to madness and set against the peace of heaven? One thing is sure, God, who created neither sin nor death, wills not that you be bound by them. He knows of neither sin nor of its result. The shrouded figures in the funeral procession march not in honor of their Creator, whose will it is that they live. Listen, they are not following His will. They are opposing it. And what is the black draped body they would bury? A body which they dedicated to death? A symbol of corruption, a sacrifice to sin, offered to sin to feed upon and keep itself alive, a thing condemned, damned by its maker, and lamented by every mourner who looks upon it as himself. Did you hear that? You, who believe you have condemned the Son of God, to this are arrogant, but you who would release him are but honoring the will of his Creator. The arrogance of sin, the pride of guilt, the sepulchre of separation, all are part of your unrecognized dedication to death. Look, the glitter of guilt you laid upon the body would kill you. For what the ego loves, it kills for its obedience. But what obeys it not, it cannot kill. One more. You have another dedication that would keep the body incorruptible and perfect as long as it is useful for your holy purpose. Look, the body no more dies than it can feel. It does nothing. Of itself, it is neither corrupt nor incorrupt. Why? It's nothing. It's the result of a tiny mad idea of corruption that can be corrected. For God has answered this insane idea with his own, an answer which left him not, and therefore brings the Creator to the awareness of every mind which heard his answers and accepted it. Here you go, now listen. You, who are dedicated to the incorruptible, have been given through your acceptance the power to release from corruption. What better way to teach the first and fundamental principle in A Course in Miracles than by showing you the first that seems to be the hardest can be accomplished first? Why? The body can but serve your purpose. As you look on it, so will it seem to be. Death, were it true, would be the final and complete disruption of communication, which is the ego's goal, but is no longer yours. Thank you. There's a great deal of joy in you allowing me to read the entirety of our mutual corruption. It's nothing but my certainty that dark form aggregations of conceptual ideas about yourself as a human being are not true. They allow me to share with you within the frame of time which has defined me momentarily as this body, to represent my certainty that within, remember the hologram that we spoke of, that all of a sudden out there in this matrix of energy, we begin to hear another voice speaking to us in relief of the corruptibility that we thought was necessary within the formulation of the idea of yourself. Most of you now have returned to this frame of reference of time with the certainty that you are momentarily, and I'm speaking now of the whole universe, occupying within your own memory of yourself a responsibility that you have assumed within this training of a procedure of mind conversion to appear within a location that appears to be an entrapment, a causal loop of identity that lasted just for that moment. So that when that energy of fabric enters into the conversion of our mind, all out in this galaxy, there appear to be new light reflections being recognized in the containment of yourself. You see, we've been dreaming together a moment of the idea of separation in space-time. Are you listening? It was over and gone a long time ago. So the obstacle to the idea of peace, and this is your story of the idea of this world, have held you in the idea of the necessity for my body to perform acts of containment of itself in relevant and relevant ideas of time that are so narrow in their association of light that they haven't allowed me to see not so much the idea of a death-life-body association, but the certainty that contained within the entirety of the fabric of the idea of isolation within my body form was the entire corruption of a procedure, of an event going on within my own mind. How many of the millions of body formulation that constitute the separation of their individual procedures would be necessary for the complete conversion? You want to answer that for me? Would you like to look at how advanced you have become in the mind training of the continuing passibility and possibility of the conversion of the activities of your body formulation? Remember? Huh? We taught the idea of the corruption of death. Okay. Now, the idea that you would see a body out there suffering and lonely and dying could not possibly be anything but the idea you have about yourself in regard to what you think you are. What was the obstacle? Your need to protect your body. Those of you still trapped in time, you had none. Come on. What is it you're defending? How would you not get the defense of death? Come on. You defend it assiduously in the idea that whatever else you do in that reflection of light, you have to protect yourself. Can you see this with me? You're going to have to protect yourself. Put that idea in your own mind. Now, I just saw someone over here see the light along with me. Their bodies were immediately converted into new associations of time that previously represented obstacles. There's one. Here's my appearance. Here's the obstacle. It seems to be all around us. There, you've got a hold of one. You're holding on to it in your own mind, and you use it to protect yourself in order to die. Remember, Jesus used to teach you can't serve God and mammon. I hope you somewhere you accomplished the idea that the observation of yourself in the protective nature of the idea of the defense of your own mind are simply devices that become obstacles to you that you retain in the formulation of the idea that you are within that body. That was 27 and a half minutes that for some of you represented 842 years because I began to see you in those first hours hear the echo of God, a repeating, this is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. Remember Jesus, I am very certain you can be whole with me. And suddenly, most unlikely, you spot out there within this continuum of time someone who looks at you and they say, where do I know you from? And instead of examining it in order to retain the conflict of the body, they release it and say, I'm love. I don't know why I'm I've looked within myself. I'm not happy with my situation of reflected idea. The body I'm occupied is getting old and die. I have decided to employ the power of my mind in forgiveness. And much to my surprise, I begin to meet other forgiving aspects that are neither contained in the body, so that the body itself begins to rejuvenate itself in the joy that it expresses in the healing process of the certainty that our minds are communicating. I'll be back, because I have to show you what the fourth obstacle to peace is, and it'll be very difficult for you to believe. But when you look at how simple that fourth obstacle is, it will become very evident to you that you will decide for God rather than this. Because God goes with us wherever we go, being the mind with which we're thinking. Let's say it together. God, bless us. Tell you why. It allows you to examine where the source of the fear lies. You trust me for a moment in the conversion of your mind. The fear's not out in the universe. This is the fourth obstacle to peace. Shall we go ahead and tell you what it is? It's your fear of God. You see that? Yet the fear, while it could not possibly really be out there, has to be located in a position where you can recognize the continuation of the fear within your own mind. Okay? You see this with me? All of the anger, all of the fear, all of the ideas of loss, the things you love and cherish in your own conceptual body formulation are fears in your own mind being taken out on your body. Now, since your body actually has no constriction at all in regard to what it is, when you change your mind, the formulation of your body is changing. That's the practicality of this Course in Miracles. I have absolutely no concern about how you objectify necessities for conversion of your mind. I am expressing to you my certainty that all of your objection does not exist. I am expressing to you my certainty that for a moment we now look together across the parameters of light and recognized that the obstacle that had bound us was one that we willingly accepted in order to deny the truth and love that we are. Now, one more little paragraph here about the idea of death, and then we're going to continue to the obstacle to peace, which is the fear. When anything seems to you to be a source of fear, when any situation strikes you with terror and makes your body tremble and the cold sweat of fear comes over it, remember, it is always for one reason. The human condition, the ego, has perceived it as a symbol of fear, a sign of fear and death. Remember then that neither sign nor symbol should be confused with source, for they must stand for something other than themselves. Their meaning cannot lie in them, but must be sought in what they represent. Listen, and they may thus mean everything or nothing according to the truth or falsity of the idea which they reflect. Look, confronted with such seeming uncertainty of meaning, don't judge it. Remember, the holy presence of the one given to you to be the source of judgment. Remember who he is. Give it to him to judge for you and say, look, take this from me. Look upon it, judging it for me. Let me not see it as a sign of sin and death, nor use it for destruction. Teach me how not to make of it an obstacle to peace, but let you use it for me to facilitate its coming. Boy, I love to teach. And you know what? Most of you who have assumed the role of the teachings of A Course in Miracles through the enlightenment of the mind have assumed the only possible reason why you would be trapped in this continuum of time. And that's the self-realization of the conversion of your own mind. Thank you. The idea that you previously, as a human being, found some joy and happiness in the pertainment of your need to die, have begun to lose its value very rapidly to you, because as you began to examine it within the objective structure of your own mind, it loses its use. Can you see that? The gifts that you present each other now will contain new energy factors of memory, of light, about yourself. Very simply, because the memory of who you really are in the containment of the moment of separation within the idea of time lasted only for that moment. Now, share with me this, the fourth obstacle to peace after fear of death cannot not be, say to me, fear of everything. Of course, the idea that you would be contained in space-time could not be a definition of your fear of that encounter. Here, I'm encountering you in the idea of reflection of light concerning a new vision, a new apparition, a new idea of formulation of time that surmounts the idea of fear. It simply rises above it. I love that. Thank you. Now, what am I sharing with you but a whole new evidence of light energy that now reflects back down into those who still suffer from the conclusion of the necessity of their own containment? Practice? I'm the one. Say it. Those of you now very advanced, are you the one? Are you the particulars of the one that accepted the responsibility? Are you the particulars of one that began in this idea of training to apply conversion from the dark forms idea about the containment of your body into the certainty that all of these representations of body form are actually illusionary? This world will be gone. The acceptance of the idea that this world is over, or the beginning of the solution that you have now recognized that indeed this world is over. And just for that moment right there that you're leaving, okay, you recognize in converting agencies of joy the particulars that I'm offering to you in the idea we can share an obstacle to the fundamental ridiculous idea that if there is an entirety of the source of a single reality in all of the universe, we should be afraid of it. Why would we be afraid of it? Why not simply let that conversion of agency of your body form occur? It's a required course. You can stretch out the time in which you entide and decide to keep re-originating ideas of fabric ideas about yourself and end up dead again. No more. Most particularly, no more in the idea that after you're dead, you're going to relive another cycle. Not true. Could you hear that? Some of you, in your defense of your idea of yourself, say, well, I'm going to die in body form this time, but I'll formulate another body. That's ridiculous. The only possibility you could have is to formulate the body that you're in, since the body that you're in is the only body that there is. Is that true? I just read to you about the incorruptible nature of your idea that all space is going on here and now. So whatever aggregations you had in memories of these thousands of years of other body formulation are actually sharing with you one single idea that's in your mind. It's an idea other than death. Listen. The fear of God. What would you see without the fear of death? What would you feel and think if death held no attraction for you? Very simply, you would remember your father, the creator of life, the source of everything that lives, the father of the universe and of the universe of universes and of everything that lies even beyond them. Would you remember, look with me, and as this memory rises in your mind, peace must still surmount a final obstacle, after which is salvation completed, and the Son of God entirely restored to sanity. For here your world does end. Listen, the fourth obstacle to be surmounted hangs like a heavy veil before the face of Christ. Yet, as his face rises beyond it, shining with joy because he is in his Father's love, peace will lightly brush the veil aside and run to meet him and to join with him at last. For this dark veil, which seems to make the face of Christ himself like a leper's, and the bright rays of his Father's love that light his face with glory appear as streams of blood, fades into the blazing light beyond it when the fear of death is gone. This is the darkest veil, upheld by the belief in death and protected by its attraction. Look. The dedication to death and to its sovereignty is but the solemn vow, the promise made in secret to the ego never to lift this veil, not to approach it, not even to suspect that it is there. Why? This is a secret bargain made with you as a human, an ego, to keep what lies beyond the veil forever blotted out and unremembered. Here is your promise, never to allow union to call you out of separation, the great amnesia in which the memory of God seems quite forgotten, the cleavage of yourself from you, the fear of God, the final step in your disassociation. Look, human, see how the belief in death would seem to save you? For if this were gone, what would you fear but life? It is the attraction of death that makes life seem to be ugly and cruel and tyrannical. You are no more afraid of death than you are of the eagle. These are your chosen friends, for in your secret alliance with them, you have agreed never to let the fear of God be lifted, so you could look upon the face of Christ and join with him forever. And now we're getting ready to look at it. Now you stand in terror before what you swore never to look upon. Your eyes look down, remembering your promise to your friends, the loveliness of sin, the delicate appeal of guilt, the holy waxen images of death, and the fear of vengeance of the ego you swore in blood not to desert. All rise and bid you not to raise your eyes. Why? You realize that if you look on this and let the veil be lifted, they will be gone forever. Do you hear this? All of your friends, your protectors, your home will simply vanish. Nothing that you remember now, you will remember. It seems to you the world will utterly abandon you if you but raise your eyes. Look, yet all that will occur is you will leave this world forever. This is the reestablishment of your will. Look upon it open-eyed, and you will never more believe that you're at the mercy of things beyond you, forces you cannot control, and thoughts that come to you against your will. Listen, it is your will to look on this. No mad desire, no trivial impulse to forget again, no stab of fear, nor the cold sweat of seeming death can stand against your will. For what attracts you from beyond the veil is also deep within you, unseparated from it and completely one. I'm enjoying very much the prospect of the idea that we have found a correspondence, the idea of a combination of ideas of self-concept about who we think we are that combine with agencies of alternatives within our own mind that let us peer through the idea of the dark form that represented us. Here, I'll demonstrate it with you right now. Yeah, that was good. Now, the agency of my body is undergoing continuing experience. I've encountered the initial resistance in the idea that there was something out there. My brother. Evil, pain, a death, vengeance, blood, body, all the memories that I had in my mind were not there. They were here with us, together. These next 6 minutes are particularly directed from my Savior Jesus, who is now in this second coming of the idea of the conversion of the agency of body form, in which we willingly, as apostles, share the idea of that solution with him, because that was our function. That was the reason why we have been participating in the dream, to awaken those who have decided to re-dream another episode within themselves about the non-availability of the instant of alternative which they are fearful of experiencing because of the loss of their body. So you sustain yourself in another death episode, and another death episode, and another death episode, and another, and another, and another. For what purpose? There is no death. You will not be successful at obliterating the idea of the entirety of you in your relationship with our minds. Have you forgiven yourself for for all of the activity that you thought was necessary within the conflict of yourself. In these last few minutes now, let's look together at the obstacle of death that was hanging over us and begin to watch those who suddenly are coming into this parameter of joy. Begin to have that experience right there. I remembered you. Look with me. All of your ideas of objective association. Verify them in stories that you tell yourself so that they can be as dead as the antecedent purpose of themselves in replication of the idea that something is going on other than the entire presence of the idea of the memory that you now have about yourself. It's a very simple acknowledgement that all of the power of the universe is here in our minds together, and that this incorruptible body is reillusioning itself in continuing aspects of definition of itself in responses to a brand new location in this world in which we escape the bondage of the idea of dark form that has pressed us into this little, infinitely small idea of sin, separation, impacted light that instantly expanded outward into the universe. And that's what I'm sharing with you. So, the final obstacle to peace in this joyful course in miracles with a simple idea that somewhere in your journey in time, I was going to meet you. Oh, am I glad to see you. Am I ever glad to see the joy that you suddenly felt within your mind? For no apparent reason whatsoever. Why was it no apparent reason whatsoever? Because it was no apparent reason whatsoever. It was simply a miracle, a decision not to continue to use obstacles of association within your own mind to hold on to yourself. How simple that solution now becomes as we end chapter 19. In the obstacles to peace that have now been overcome as the light from God descends upon us. Listen. Free your brother here as I freed you from Jesus. And now you give him the self-same gift, nor look upon him with condemnation of any kind. See him as guiltless as I look on you, and overlook the sins he thinks he sees within himself. Offer your brother freedom and complete release from sin here in the garden of seeming agony and death. So will we prepare together the way unto the resurrection of God's Son. And let him rise again to glad remembrance of his Father, who knows no sin, no death, but only life eternal. Together, we will disappear into the presence right now, before the veil, not to be lost but found, not to be seen but known, and knowing nothing in the plan God has established for salvation will be left undone. This is the journey's purpose, without which is the journey meaningless. Here is the peace of God given to you eternally by him. Here is the rest and quiet that you seek, the reason for the journey from its beginning. heaven is the gift you owe your brother, the debt of gratitude you offer to the Son of God, in thanks for what he is and what his Father created him to be. In the purpose, in the enjoyment of a true purpose, oh dear ones, what a joyful idea that you now have a purpose for being this human condition, for you now have a reason for the idea that you could have inhabited this moment of non-location in a place no matter where you searched. Discovered with me, this is not the place that you're from. You've discovered for me in a converting agency of love that we can remember together your re-entrance out into the universe beyond the little idea of containment that you thought you were. And now our reason is fulfilled. Now the mission that you accepted when you returned momentarily from out of time into time, bringing all of that power of love with you into the moment of the possibility of a location separate from created reality and eternal love. And we found love together. Because God has gone with us wherever we have gone within this cycle of time. We'll now end this cycle of time. You'll be gone. You'll be eternal. And you'll be joyously happy. If we should meet again, it will be with the new circumstances in our mind where the immediacy of the solution we carry with us. You see that? So that we can say together, as we always have said, God bless us, each and everyone.